Good evening, GWA goers. This is Listening Always with my partner in crime. Insert name here, TBD.
Insert name here, TBD.
I asked for people to give me AMA questions for a hysterical AMA for my birthday. And some of you were nice enough to do so. So I am nice enough to do my hysterical AMA for my birthday. I am now 1 year older, although I don't feel it, except for my ass, which feels a little sore right now.
My hand's fine.
The glare hurts. All right. So let's go ahead and get this party started.
First question comes from me. What are you using tonight?
I am using the same toy I used when I did my toy review. The curved G-spot dildo.
Lovely. Okay. Let's see. First question. If you could have sex in any outdoor location, tropical beach, jungle, waterfall, open meadow, which would you choose?
A place without any bugs. Probably like some tropical place, but definitely not a jungle.
No jungle. Let's see.
Bugs are bad.
Now I'm gonna pull up. Let's see.
I thought you were prepared.
Well, I'm switching back and forth to mix them up a little bit. All right. Would you do a sexy countdown in binary?
What, like 0010001001?
In which 10 is represented by 0000010010.
I guess I would. I would need someone to put out the binary form. That's gotta be Tinkles. I'm sorry. Yes, I would. But I'd have to do significant research beforehand, and I would probably only count down from 5. Dork.
How old were you when you had your first orgasm?
Oh, 23. Either 22 or 23. I honestly don't remember. It was right around then.
How did you feel when you started posting on GWA?
Like the sexiest person alive. Easily.
If you could possess one supernatural ability, what would that be?
Mind reading. But I'd have to be able to turn it off.
Give some relationship advice. Not technically a question, but it was listed with a question.
Okay. Communication. Nobody is a mind reader, despite superpowers that I might wish to have. If you don't tell your partner what you want or what you need, they can't help you. So, that is my advice.
What's an annoying pop song you secretly like?
Oh, God. I'm so behind on pop culture. What was the one? With the Taylor Swift one, not the Shake It Off one, the other one. Shit. I actually sang this one on backstage with somebody. Oh, fuck, I don't remember.
I
It'll come to me.
What is your favorite drink?
Alcoholic would have to be cider, and non-alcoholic would probably be Snapple. Fuck, I love that curve. Fuck.
How many sex toys do you own that strongly resemble lightsabers?
None. Because they're all kind of curved. Oh, wait, no, one. I guess blueberry kind of looks like a...
Okay, well, follow-up question to that. Does it have the elegant design of the Jedi or the harsher, more forceful design of Sith?
Sith. Definitely Sith.
What is your favorite breakfast food?
Western omelet with cheese. Or chocolate chip pancakes. Oh, fuck, I can't stay in that owl position anymore. Fuck, I'm gonna have to go on my ass. Hate you. Not really. Oh. Ow. Okay.
Have you ever had any of your body parts compared to a fully armed and operational battle station? And if so, would you have preferred a different science fiction reference?
Yes, Tinkles. I have, unfortunately, had my breasts compared to a Death Star in a recent audio. And I would have preferred, you know, maybe melons or something.
Sunrise or sunset?
Why not both? Oh, as to look at, definitely sunset. I hate sunrises only because it means I have to get up.
Would you rather ride around in a steam train, a dirigible, or a Nautilus-type submarine?
What's a dirigible?
Really?
Really?
It's a blimp, basically.
Well, why can't they just say blimp?
Because blimps are actually much smaller than dirigibles.
Okay.
Think Hindenburg. That size.
Okay.
Passenger carrying capability.
So train, Hindenburg, or...
Not the Hindenburg. But you know what I mean. That size.
Okay. And what was the third choice?
Or a Nautilus-type submarine.
I'm going to go in a train.
Aliens arrive on Earth, and you are the first person to greet them. What do you say, knowing that whatever you say will be the most important words in history?
You guys should really go back where you came from. This place sucks. You liked that, didn't you?
No, I just read the next question. Would you rather fart confetti or cum rainbows?
Damn it, Tinkles!
It's not Tinkles.
Fart confetti or cum rainbows? I'm gonna go with cum rainbows. That would make my work bathroom very interesting. Because if I farted confetti, that would be bad. Okay. I think I need to switch toys, dear. I know you.
Sure am.
Fine, just saying.
It gives me time to...
find the next one?
Well, no, I have the next one, but it's in a different place on a different website, so... Or rather, different web page.
Yeah. Okay. If anybody's still listening...
Well, of course they are.
Oh! Oh, that was cold. Okay. Huh.
Would you prefer that your lover groan during orgasm? Or moan? Or drop dubstep beats? For example, oh yeah, honey, I'm coming. Whoop, 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 whoop.
I'm going to go with either A or B.
Hmm.
But not C.
I mangled that.
That's fine.
It sounds the same in my head.
That's great.
I'm surprised I even know what dubstep is.
Next question.
What is your favorite position, and why is it dragon style, in which the woman swoops down, arms outstretched, and the man has to thrust his spear of destiny to exactly the right spot or risk being killed by fire?
Just lucky, I guess.
I think the other answer should be 42.
42? The answer is 42.
Have you ever had a lover write things on your skin, and was it Harry Potter fan fiction?
Yes and no.
I know the answer to this one. Would you ever consider going to the woods to play a game of sexy hide-and-seek where the person getting tagged must orally pleasure the tagger?
No, because it's in the woods, and there's bugs.
Have you ever traded stocks on the stock market while listening to sexy audios? And if so, would you object to being called the Narwhal of Wall Street? Don't look at me. I didn't write the question.
No. And no. Yeah.
Would you ever consider giving a sexy countdown in fractions?
No.
In which the other person can only come if you reach a value less than 50%, but you use a lot of fractions like 670 13 37ths, which equals out to about 51%. Just to troll them.
No.
Would you ever do a sexy Lord of the Rings roleplay? And if so, would you refer to your lover's manhood as the Tower of Barad-dûr? Bonus points for referencing your slit as the Eye of Sauron.
Yes. And no.
Have you ever pretended your lover's manhood was a lightsaber?
No.
And made lightsaber swooshing noises?
No.
While pleasuring it?
No.
If you had the ability to become some kind of sexy supernatural creature, witch, succubus, slime girl, etc., which one would you want to be?
I have no idea. Probably a succubus. They have more fun.
Sex with anyone but damn forever.
Well, yeah.
If you were a super villainess, what would be your origin story?
My origin story would be bullied a lot as a child, and then somehow coming into magical powers either by bargaining or by bad luck or meeting a witch or some sort of thing. And then I would have, you know, evil thing and revenge and everyone, all playgrounds everywhere would be destroyed kind of thing.
Hmm. Have you ever peed in a pool?
Yes.
How about the ocean?
Yes.
Which is better? To have revenge or to give forgiveness?
It's better to give forgiveness, but sometimes you just want revenge.
If you had to venture in public with a dildo inside you, where would be your favorite place to go?
The movie theater. It's dark. What?
You are winning an award for your secret talent. What is your talent, and what does the award look like?
My secret talent? I don't have a secret talent. Unless you consider, my GWA. In that case, the trophy would be a very, very awesome looking Hitachi. Like, a bedazzled Hitachi.
Gilded?
A gilded Hitachi. Yes, a gilded Hitachi.
You are given absolute command of an army of what? What is the army made of?
Chorus girls.
What motivates you to record on GWA?
Feeling special, feeling sexy, appreciation, PMs, etc. All that fun stuff.
Batman or Superman?
Superman's cooler because he can fly, but Batman is resourceful. You know, like, I don't think Superman could think his way out of a paper bag the way Batman can.
That actually answers the why part of it.
Good job. Good. I have to switch now.
Toys?
Yeah, I can't do that anymore. Ow, fuck. You broke me.
Sorry. No, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Breaking out the big gun.
The 140 or the 120?
120. What'd you just turn that to?
60.
Oh, okay. How did you discover GWA?
I talked about that in two other questionnaires. What?
I'm sorry. Just read it.
I'm not telling you. I'm telling them.
Oh.
Basically, I was looking for a very specific accent, and I asked a friend who knows an awful lot about the internet, and he said I should try GWA, and, well, that's the beginning of the end.
What are any new kinks you found out about or things you discovered about yourself from doing this?
Daddy language. I never really got turned on by that before. I really, really like M for M, and I kind of knew that from fanfic, but I didn't know how much I liked fucking hearing it. Holy shit. And man, wet faffing noises is like the best thing ever.
What is your one regret?
Is that the whole question?
Yes, it's tacked on to the end of the GWA. I don't know if it's referring to GWA or
my one regret, my biggest regret, I guess, is cheating on my very steady college boyfriend who was nothing but good to me, and I pretty much spit in his face, and I regret it every day.
What are you most proud of?
My daughter.
If you could tell your 10-year-old self one thing, what would it be?
It gets better.
If you could have written any one song, which would it be?
Let It Go. I'd make millions.
see if there's any more. What is your favorite kind of donut?
Bavarian cream.
How about muffin?
Pumpkin spice.
Cookie?
Yes, please.
Favorite kind of birthday cake?
Ice cream cake, but with extra crunchies.
Okay, now we're done.
Now we're done? Okay.
Now we're
done.
Oh, I thought you were going to come here.
No! No, that's fine. I'm okay. Thanks for caring.
This has been an AMA hysterical style.
Oh. As long as it's not Gundam style. Did I say that right?
Probably. No.
Whatever.
Yeah. Gangnam.
Gangnam style. Oh.
Gundam style's completely different.
Anime, I think.
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, well, now that we've gone into the hysterical part, shut up, Kat.
Well, you've answered all the questions. You got hysterical. Now what?
Now we turn it off, and I go take a shower.
And then we have sex.
And we have sex. But not down here.
No.
Sorry, you can't listen.
Oh, God, did you see the thing?
No.
Oh, God.
Well, I figured you were going to cut that out.
I'm probably going to cut that out.
You should cut that out.
Well, turn it off then.